Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yud Beis Amabez. We're holding on by the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amabez. So says the Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim Emailichin Chalu Matanus Lekoin Biyamtif. Beishamai says that just like a person's not allowed to bring Truma to a Koin on Yamtif, it's the Gzera, if you're allowed to bring it, if you bring the Truma, you might come to separate Truma, and that's Nirikim Asakin. So too, you're not allowed to bring Chala, that a person separated from bread, or matana is zraya lechayim and keva, that a person separated from an animal that he shechted, you're also not allowed to bring those to a kain. Even though those you technically are allowed to separate on Yom Tif. A person is allowed to bake bread on Yom Tif, and he's allowed to separate chala. He's allowed to do shechita and separate the matanais. Still, a person is not allowed to bring those to a kain on Yom Tif. It's part of the gzeira against bringing truma to a kain on Yom Tif. And says Beis Shammai, it's bein shaharmu me'emesh, bein shaharmu me'ayoyim. It doesn't matter if it's matanis that you separated today, or it's matanis you separated on an animal that you shechted yesterday, an erev yom tif. Either way, meaning even if it's from today, you're still not allowed to bring it to a kohen on yom tif. Beis Hillel matirin. Amru lahem Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, gzeir shavo. The luchayr, we can make a somewhat of a gzeir shavo, a comparison, to show that it's aser to bring these matanas to a kain on Yom Tov. Because chalu matana is matana. Chala and matana is a matana l'kayin. Utruma matana l'kayin. So k'shem she'im alichan es ha-truma, k'achem alichan es matana. It's just like you can't bring truma, you can't bring these. However, Amru lam Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai that no, layim amartim b'truma she'ena yizaka b'haramasa, taimru b'matana yishizaka b'haramasa. That no, you can't compare the two. Truma, you're not allowed to be mafresh, that's why you can't bring it to a kayin. These that you're allowed to be mafresh on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to bring it to a kayin. Now says the Gemara, Kasaka Daitach, Shoharmu me'ayoyim, v'shenishchetu me'ayoyim, v'shoharmu me'emesh, v'shenishchetu me'emesh. Now when Beis Shammai says that it doesn't matter if it's matanis that you separated today or yesterday, Beis Shammai meant to say it doesn't matter also if you shechted the animal today or yesterday. Even if you shechted the animal today on Yom Tov, you're still not allowed to bring those matanis to a kain on Yom Tov. With that assumption in mind, so mani mas nisan, it's going to come out that who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yosi, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, ela acherim. It's going to be specifically acherim. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between yesterday's behemoths and today's behemoths. Rabbi Yehuda says that loi nechuku beis shami beis ila ala matanis, shahormu me'erv Yom Tov, shemaylichin im matanis shahormu me'hayoyim v'shenishchetu me'hayoyim. That everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees, that yesterday's matanais you're allowed to bring if you bring it together with today's matanais, meaning an animal that you shechted today. Meaning an animal that you shechted today, that you're allowed to bring it to a kain. The matanais. And even yesterday's matanais, if you bring it together with today's animal, so that's mutter. The machlekes says, could you bring an animal that you shechted yesterday, could you bring those matanais to a kain by themselves? Beis Shammai says not, and Beis Hillel says you could. V'kachayu Beis Shammai danin, and Beis Shammai made the following comparison, and this will be a repetition of our Mishnah, that chalu matana is matana l'kayin, utruma matana l'kayin, k'shem she'im alichan as a truma, k'achem alichan as a matana. It's just like you can't bring truma, you can't bring these matanas. Amru lam Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai that no, layim amartim b'truma shino zaka b'haramasa, toimru b'matana shizaka b'haramasa, you can't compare the two. Truma, you're not allowed to take off on Yom Tov, therefore you can't bring it, but these matanis you're allowed to, so therefore you could bring them. Al-Kabanim, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between yesterday's animal and today's animal. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi has a different sheet on how to understand the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and our Mishnah is definitely not like Rabbi Yaisi, as we're about to see. Rabbi Yaisi says that, Lo'inechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala matanis shemailichen. That everybody agrees you are allowed to bring matanis, even from yesterday. Even from an animal you shechted yesterday, you're allowed to bring those matanis to a kain on Yom Tov. Lo'inechalku ela ala truma. The whole Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was with regards to truma. Beis Shammai says you can't bring it to the Kayin, and Beis Hillel says you could, meaning Truma that you separated Erev Yom Tov, you can't separate Truma on Yom Tov, Truma that you separated Erev Yom Tov, Beis Shammai says you cannot bring to a Kayin, and Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to bring to a Kayin on Yom Tov. The Kachayu Beis Hillel done it. And according to this, it was Beis Hillel that made the Gzeir Shava and asked on Beis Shammai. And then Beis Hillel said that Chalu Matana is Matana Lekayin, Utruma Matana Lekayin. Kashem shemalichan as a matanes, kach malichan as a truma. Just like you agree that you're allowed to bring these different matanas to a kohen on Yom Tov, so too you should be allowed to bring truma. And to which Beis Shammai responds, Amrulam Beis Shammai, that no, Uloyim amartim b'matanay shezakai b'haramasa, taimru b'truma sheinu zakai b'haramasa. That no, these other matanas we agree that you're allowed to bring to a kohen on Yom Tov because you're allowed to take them off on Yom Tov. But truma, which you're not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov, so you can't bring it to the kohen. So our mishnah is definitely not like Rabbi Yaisi. Acheira ma'imrim, and this is going to be the time of our mishnah, that lo nechuku b'sham v'yisila la truma she'im alichin. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to bring the truma to the kohen. Lo nechuku ela ala matanos. The machlekes is about the matanos. Shebeisham ma'imrim im alichin v'yisila ma'imrim alichin. Now, Acherim don't differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's animal. They say it's them. So, L'chayr Lema Acherim, Hivu Le Rabbi Yehuda. L'chayr, our Mishnah is specifically like Acherim, who doesn't differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's animal. And not like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Amar Rava, then no. The Mika Tani Shoharmu Me'ayoyim V'Shenishchetu Me'ayoyim? Shoharmu Katani. The Mishnah doesn't say that Beis Shammai doesn't differentiate between yesterday's animal and today. Beis Shammai is specifically talking about yesterday's animal. We're talking specifically about an animal that you shechted yesterday. It doesn't matter if you took off the truma yesterday or today. It doesn't matter if you separated the Israeli Chaim and Keva yesterday or today. But Beis Shammai is specifically talking about an animal that you shechted yesterday. And therefore, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is differentiating between yesterday's animal and today's animal. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, says the Gemara, so then we have the opposite. Lema Rabbi Yehuda Hivlei Acherim. So the Chayr, the Tan of our Mishnah, is Dafka Rabbi Yehuda, and not Acherim. Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Teima Acherim. You can even say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Acherim. Acherim, when even though they didn't differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's, Ubahanach de Nishchetu Me'emesh. Maybe it's because they were specifically referring to yesterday's animal, even though they didn't differentiate, but we could say that that's what Acherim meant, that Acherim is really just like Rabbi Yehuda, they both differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's animal. Well, ask the Gemara, Yihachi Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So then Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing. And from the Braisa, it's clear that they're arguing. So says the Gemara, they are. Ika binayu tfeila. But it's a separate machlekes, a side machlekes. Could you bring yesterday's animal, the matanis from yesterday's animal, together with today's animal? Rabbi Yehuda said, Mefurish, that you're even allowed to bring the matanis of yesterday's animal if you bring it together with today's animal. That Acherim didn't say. That Acherim argues on. From our Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about such a case, if that's mutter or aser. All you see from the Mishnah is that there's a difference between yesterday's animal and today's animal, so that's both like Rabbi Yehuda and like Acherim. What the Tan of our Mishnah held about Tfela, that it doesn't say anything, so that we'll never know. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yaisi. The Lamaisa, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, and like Beis Hillel, obviously, we go to Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, it's going to come out that even Truma you're allowed to bring to a Kayin on Yom Tov. We don't have any sort of Gzeira that if you bring the Truma to a Kayin, you're going to come to separate Truma on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring Truma to a Kayin on Yom Tov. And says the Gemara, story, Rav Taivi Braid Rav Nechemia Havle Garba de Chamer de Truma. He had a barrel of Truma wine, also Lekami Rabbi Yosef, Amar Le Mahulam Tuye Lekaina Inna, and he came to Rabbi Yosef and asked him, Ashayla, can I bring this Truma to a Kain on Yom Tov? And Amar Le, and Rabbi Yosef responded, that Hachyam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yosef, that Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, and like Beis Hillel, therefore you're allowed to bring Truma to a Kain on Yom Tov.